Blog Talk Radio.
I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up by the mud, you can't imagine this shit. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest bitches. Young nigga been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my potato. I got killers to the left of me.
We just lurking on her. Ain't show no mercy on her. We just going back to back. We put a curfew on her. It was dark clouds on us, but that was perfect for us. We know you always crash and burn, but it was working for us. Let my tent to V12, double check the details. Gotta cross my T's and dot my I's or I can't sleep well. Millions off of retail, once again I prevail. Knew that shit was over from the day I dropped my pre-sale. Hold up, let the beat bill, see me in the street still. I've been fighting battles up a steep hill. They gave my road dog 12, it was a sweet deal. And I've been riding solo trying to rebuild.
I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up by the mud, you can't imagine this shit. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest bitches. Young nigga been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my potato. I got killers to the left of me.
Yeah, under no condition would you ever catch me slipping. Motorcaded shooters plus the Maybach chauffeur driven. If they catch me with it, don't send me off to prison. Judge ain't simple.
Hello, welcome to La Cosa Nostra Radio. We are a poetry family located at allpoetry.com. We'd like to thank Kevin and the crew for giving us a place to call home. We believe in freedom of speech. However, not all of the views and opinions on the show by the guests and poets are reflective of La Cosa Nostra ownership and management and are of their own free will. Enjoy this La Cosa Nostra program.
Well, hello, fellas. What's up? Can you guys hear me? Uh-oh.
No, not uh-oh.
Oh, I'm like, Jesus Christ. I was just looking, I was like, oh, why did I change that? This is, anyway, that's a whole other thing. I'm Hey Rack. What's up, Adam? I know Adam's here hiding. I guess I gave him a lot.
He's painting himself in the corner.
I'm pretty sure that's Adam, but I was really nervous before. I should know the number by now. So, anyway, I just figured, well, you know, I'm going to try to have the show set up. Or at least, you know, a little bit of this. For me, personally, you know, I don't want to give it up because I don't want to lose my best friend. So that's why it's important for me. One of the reasons it's important for me to hold on to it. Plus, we have fun, so we don't need a big party. Adam, are you there? Anywho, so I can get on, you know, where until I get picked off again. So I was thinking, so let's see what's up with this. I'm just going to play somebody. Who do you feel like hearing? Let's see.
I don't know. Who you got? Still the poet?
We got everybody. Let's see. I'm going to just look randomly. Somebody pick somebody randomly. Am I in the right spot? Here I am. It's so weird on the phone. I like it so much better on my desktop.
Random Randall.
Here? Oh, no, there it goes.
Random Randall.
Unmuted. Mutated.
Hey.
Atomic Vomit.
Oh, I thought you were 503. So somebody else is on 503, but they're being quiet.
Who's muted? Who's quiet? I'm never quiet. I'm so unquiet.
I know, that's
ooh, I like to see those nude yeah. underneath.
I'm so I'm so noisy when the morning comes around, the neighbors know my name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They hung up.
Jesus.
I don't know who that was.
Jesus.
No, there they go.
Anyway, oh, my God.
So. I think I might need to. If I need to hang up, is it gonna hang up since I'm the host? Because I gotta switch phones.
Is this a poetry show?
Yeah.
Am I drunk
up?
Dialing?
No, you're not drunk dialing.
Is this New Orleans? I'm with Boo and the Rock on Tour.
Yeah, I can't hear you. I'm gonna call Madison while I'm still on the phone. That's a good idea. Then I'll be able to hear you.
A woman of many phones. Like many hats. She has many phones.
Oh,
and she, many phones.
Okay, it's easier. Oh, I think, do I have to call in as the host? I don't even know. I think maybe.
Oh, are you Rack? You're calling as the host?
Well, not me.
Yeah, I'm on as the host already. But I don't think it'll hang up.
Well, I remember when you used
there's
to
be the
host.
There's somebody else here, though.
You're the host.
She's
the host of
the
cupcake.
What did you say, Jack?
The host of cupcake.
Keep hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Oh, my God.
Boo's going to dual wield. She's such a fucking champion. The legend of Boo.
There we go. Okay, let's see if that's better. Echoing.
Yeah, because you're on the phone.
Yeah, but I thought the 316 whatever number was new. Okay, I'm going to hang up over here. Sorry. Okay. Hopefully I'm still here. Oh,
you're
shit,
here.
I just hung up. Oh, I thought it just hung up on me because it says you're not connected. Please call in. But I don't think I need to really call in, right? Anyway, there's some... 3112 is here too. Hey there. I don't think I need to do that. Anyway, that phone's probably gonna die. So, okay, now at least I can hear. Can you hear me? Who's 312? Let's see. Who is that? I don't know that number. Or is it 3? Yeah, it's 312. Did I hang up on Adam? I hope I didn't. I'm a disaster. Well, you know my phone's at 12%. It ain't much better. So that's why I wanted to get over on this one too. So it says you are not connected. Press call in. Oh, maybe I have to do that. Okay.
You got hands and feet, but no paws.
But the problem is that phone's going to die. That's the one problem I got. So let's see. All right. I'm going to be right back, I think.
So I'm by myself. How poetic. Art imitates life. Just me and the four walls.
Is that you, Rack?
Yeah, who's that?
Dave Prophet.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm trying to figure out where I'm supposed to be here. You know, I don't know.
You're in the right spot. Our lovely host is trying to figure out what's going on. There she goes.
I'm back. Yeah.
Hey, there she is.
There we go. Okay, cool. Now we're good to go. Okay, good. So I can hang up the other phone because that one's going to die anyways. Now you guys can hear me. Okay, cool. Now we're set. All right, sorry about that. Like, how long have I been doing this? I should know this by now. Hey, 614.
Yeah, I had to call back because you muted me. Thank you very much.
Sorry, no, I had to hang up.
Yeah, that's what I had to do because you muted me.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's owes me. Apologize. Thank you. Sorry.
Sorry,
thank
love.
You. Yeah, that's the magic word I'm looking for. I'm actually calling. You know, anyways, I'm being a dick. My bad. I've had a shot or two, so. My bad, Boo.
Yeah.
Thank you. Gracious Boo, the legend of Boo and her musketeers of faithful followers. My sexy friend has returned.
Exactly.
She seems like Janis
True
Joplin
friend.
Mixed with a little Amy Winehouse.
Who's 503?
That's Dave Prophet.
Dave, I was going to say Dave. Oh, shit. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Well, I'm okay.
Sorry, Dave, I'm having technical difficulties, but I'm good now.
Yeah, I noticed.
Who's trying to wear
any hats?
Ooh, Nike. Those look like space Nike, like pink space girl Nike.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm all discombobulated. But anyway, all my favorite fellows here.
Discombobulated? Discombobulated. I like the sound of that.
All my favorite fellows are here, so we can start with.
No,
Dave,
not
I
all
hear
your favorite fellows. Just don't mess and rattle.
I'm going to mute. So, I'm going to mute everybody but Dave so he can read his. Oh, shit, what did I just do? Anyway, Dave, I loved your poem that you put on Facebook. Did you want to read it?
Sure, I'll read it. You bet.
Okay.
I'm just going to stick the link up here. I don't know if it's going on the right spot or not, but.
Yeah.
And anyway.
You know, you're one of the people that always writes like the nicest like tributes to other people and says the nicest things to other people. So I think that's really cool.
Well, I wrote this because I felt like it and because I thought it was appropriate, especially between you and me. We were both subject to a witch hunt. And so that's the name of this poem. It's called Witch Hunt. And it goes like this. Alakazam, Alakazoo, Alakazam, you don't know who I am. The mistake dragon perched on the edge of a gut wagon. I might not like your jargon. I'll offer no plea bargain. A U-boat full of torpedoes that only God knows. I am the king of liars. My friends to me conspire, all equally worthless. I'd never confess. Our conscience mostly remorseless, bearing witness to those smiles forever mirthless. Nevertheless, to you, to us, you are guilty until proven innocent. Enunciation and forked tongues of the maleficent, arrows of plagiarism shot to your heart, and anything else we can dream upstart. Our goal to ruin your reputation, our invisible scalpels of your ablation, will cut you down to size. Our liar's breath will not breathalyze just as long as we get even. Who gives a shit about Stephen? Even Stephen doesn't know from what's gin and what's slow. We're the liar's best. We're better than the rest. Storytelling by Spindle Stiltskin, desperately snatching at our worn-out linchpin. Our wheels of reality, not long for this world. One more revolution, our last wheel whirled. As long as we can take you down with us, doesn't matter what the truth is, and thus. I've been an object of a witch hunt, jump conclusions, writers that extant, leaving the stage whether you want to or not, quick to anger, quick to judge, all my talents you begrudge. I've seen these demons time and again, little minds with their crimson bloodstain, no burden of proof required, lazy minds just hardwired. Sign of the Southern Cross platitudes, invisible truths of the northern latitudes. Those who know you are not the fools. These mobs will never rule. End poem.
Yeah, that's a good
that
one.
Was fire.
I love yeah.
Yeah, I love the
really
play
good.
On words. Great play on words. There's a great inner rhyme going on. Great trickery there in there, Dave. And I like the heat of it, the fervor. You came with it. You brought it. You stood side by side. You brought it, Dave. I liked it, man. Passionate.
Thank you.
Great play on words. I love man, that was good. I can't read it, but I listened to you, and I love when you especially when you got about halfway through, you really came with it. Yeah, the silk skin. That was like.
Yeah, I love that line actually too. The silk skin.
Such a worm. You really drove it back at him with that.
What'd you say, Boo?
Yes. I thank you, Adam. That's a great comment. I feel the same way. I love the Stiltskin, like the line about the, I think it's towards the end. And, you know, as long as we can take you down with us, like, you know, everything else is fine. It doesn't matter the rhyme nor the reason, you know. And you say liars breath won't breathalyze, you know.
That's
this is really good, like, of the... what do you call it? Of this, like, somebody who's, you know, they think their deceit isn't, like, better than anyone else's, basically. That's what they think, you know. But basically, like, you know, they're evading their consequences and blaming it on other people, I think. And then the goal is to ruin your reputation. That's so true, too, you know. Like, the personal vendetta is more important than solving than actually finding anything else. And then I love how also everybody always jumps on the bandwagon with that shit, too. And it's so true. You're guilty until proven innocent instead of the other way around. And that is so true, you know. And nobody really even cares about the truth, it seems, anymore anyways. And so, you know, and then you said, I'm the king of liars. Yeah, that's another one. Ain't that the truth? Him and his little drones, too, you know, that just do whatever he says and this, you know. And, you know, they're skilled at what they do. They're skilled at manipulation. They're skilled at twisting the truth. They're skilled at, because followers follow. They're not many leaders want to lead. You know what I mean? So that's what I see. The deception, the suspicion, all of it, and the revenge and all the things that happen to you. And even the situation that happened to you, it always goes like that, too. But come to find out, it was really the fucker that's accusing you of the shit, you know? So that's just, yeah. I appreciate it. You're always show that you care so much, and you've been a true friend, a good friend, just like these two fellows have stuck by me, go down with the ship. You know, that's how you know who your true friends are, and I appreciate you, and I think you're awesome, and I am grateful that you're my friend.
Well, thank you, Boo, and I'm grateful that you're my friend because you were loyal when I was in the shithole. So, you know, it works both ways, you know.
Yeah.
It works all ways.
Sure.
Friends to the end, baby.
Do you think, right?
Goonies never say die.
Yeah. Goonies never say die. What did you think, Rack?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that when you get into that situation of a witch hunt, it becomes impossible to tell, you know, what's what anymore. Because, you know, unless you were a party to it, you never know the truth. It's so easy to spin stuff, you know, points of view are twisted, and interpretations, and facts get laid out incorrectly. It's really a pain in the ass, you know. If I can't find out for myself, I kind of want to try and take things with a grain of salt, you know. And then it turns into a whole, well, then how many people are saying it? And then, you know, are you listening to sheep? You know, you still don't know. Unless you have a relationship with the person that was directly involved, you know, and
you
even
go.
Then you're only getting one side of the opinion, too. So it's like, you know, this is just, you know, how does it affect me at the end of the day? You know what? I don't care. You know, I know you. I know you for who you are or whatever. So I'm going to judge you like that. And you know, you never mistreated me. So I don't want to know. I don't want to be involved. I don't care.
It's just a big headache.
And you know,
even if you, like, say you know, you were accused of it, even if you did, say Dave, for example, even if you did, does that really matter to our friendship? Not really.
Well,
I mean, I might be a little disappointed. You know,
but the point too is in context. There's a time to say, you know, Dave is the devil, and then there's a time to say, you know, Dave is my buddy. But it's got to be in context because, you know, Dave. If you're calling Dave a devil, you know, it's like, well, maybe you're talking about how he plays poker. You know, it's hard to win against him. You know, you can't take it out of context. So, you know, the words are really hard to deal with in situations like that. You got to know the person, and you know, again, out of context, that things don't reflect accurately.
Yeah, that's why on the last stanza I wrote in there, the last two lines, it says, "Those who know you are not the fools. These mobs will never rule." You know, if you know the person that these charges are leveled against, then all you need to do is, you know, associate your experiences with those people and, you know, make a judgment whether the charges have any merit to them or not. You know, it's real simple. But a lot of people are really into that mob mentality. They'll fall in, and eat green cheese if that's what the rest of them's doing. You know?
Yeah, followers. You're right. You know, like, I see that shit happen everywhere at work, you know, everywhere I go, pretty much. Like, you know, so this one, like, I see it happen, like, I don't like Rack, and Adam doesn't like Rack. For example, Rack doesn't like Adam. So you can't like him either. It's like, no, I have a relationship with both. I'm not going to get involved. Like, I see that shit happen a lot. So that shit happens at work, too, that whole water cooler crap. Did you hear such and such, you know? Like, what? Why do you think everybody loves to go to the Christmas party? All the good shit happens at the Christmas party, right? So it's just kind of, you know.
I go for
funny,
the free food.
That's like my friend goes to the strip bar for lunch, right? And he says, the wings are fantastic. I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but what's in the sauce?
Yeah. You're right. The secret sauce. So thanks, Dave. You know, and you always speak out. Like, I've seen you do it, too. Like, when you didn't know I was looking, I've seen all of you. I mean, you guys write stuff on the board, like, you know, nice things sticking up. So that's kind of how you know who your true friends are, when they say when you're not around, you know?
Yeah,
so thank
that's
you so
true.
Much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thanks for coming. And, you know, like for me, like I said in the beginning, I don't want to give this up because then I'm going to be losing my best friends, you know, and the people that I care about. So, and that's a big deal. So, you know.
You're not losing it.
It's nice to hear you tonight,
yeah.
Boo.
It is nice to hear you, Boo. Your cutesy voice.
Yeah, can actually hear
adorable,
me on the phone.
Adorable world. The world of Boo.
It's funny you say that, too, because here's what we're going to play next.
The Legend of Boo by Raconteur.
All right.
She's connected to her words, bleeding emotions onto the page. Compliment her insights. She'll tell you she's no sage. She's a mother and a fighter, never afraid to get in your face. When haters be hatin', she never fails to put them in their place. She's comfortable being dysfunctional, never one to be slut-shamed. Yet even when she's innocent, she still manages to get blamed. Despite all the controversy surrounding her, at the end of the day, she's only human. Persistent lies and innuendo guarantee a path to ruin. Even though drama sticks to her like glue, she keeps coming back for more. Content to do what she wants to do, she'll always spread her wings and soar. Legends aren't created, they're special from the moment they're born. Regardless of if she's loved or hated, she's proven she has the strength to weather any storm. And peace.
I love that.
Rico.
That's
Bobby.
So cute. That's what, I love that poem, man. So much. I've heard it a million times. What did you think, Dave?
Oh, I thought that was really cool. And it describes you to a T.
That's what I said. This person really knows me.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got to know you pretty well. When group was in full bore, you know, and everybody knew you, and so it's not hard for us to write stuff like that about you. You know, it's real easy. I mean, it's just in our hearts, you know, and that's the way we see you and look at you. You know.
Yeah, I love that poem, Rick. It's so cute. I love when you say she's comfy in her dysfunction, and then even when she's innocent, she still gets blamed, like. That's funny too. And then drama sticks to her like glue. It's like, it's so true too. Sometimes I'm not even in the mix of it. And then she'll still continue to soar. They're not born, they're created. Like, just so full of love and somebody who knows me, and I so appreciate it. And if somebody like you looks at me like that, then I'm happy because you're pretty amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that poem was a master class, and, you know. That's a Rack doing Rack and fucking describing you. He was elevating you and describing you and lifting you up, Boo, to in Rack's best style that he can fucking, one of his best styles of just, you know, doing that Rack way. You know, that's a great Rack poem. That is him doing him, doing you, totally expressing you and like all your foibles, your best things, your worst things. making the worst your best, because that's how he showed you, like, oh, even when she slut shamed, she does it in style, so fuck you. She's a boss. Yeah. And that's like, that's the, you know, because he made it, like, that's a rack. Rack can take that folly and turn it into that one. Is the stumble is the fucking trip that turned into the 3-point shot. You know?
Yeah.
Shot in the dark.
And then the way he reads it is very mischievous.
You are, boo. You're the shot in the dark that hit the bullseye. That's what Rack's poem is for you. It's the shot in the dark that hit the bullseye.
Yeah.
Literally, because he's blind.
Right. Right.
I love you, guy. I love you, my guy. I love you, my guy. That's not a jab.
Always stop trying to apologize. It's fine.
I know. I didn't know this was. Hey, first of all, why am I being blindsided with a boo loving? I don't have a boo poem on deck for this.
I know. I'm just no. I don't have to read.
Why did you blindside me with a fucking boo loving?
Because I just was going with the theme.
I should have expected it. No, I did not expect it. I thought it was just normal. I should have. Right. So now I got to go.
Yeah,
now I know because I don't
have my poop.
No, my poop. No.
We have a collaboration.
I do. Or if you would just stop steamrolling me, I do have one. I have to, like, search through my deleted poetry because I've deleted all my poetry from my profile because this is dead. I have to go through my – I have to search, find the whirlwind, which is my poem I wrote for Boo because I only have one poem I ever wrote in dedication to Boo. And I have to search for it now because I was blindsided because Boo didn't tell me it was a loving poem because she blindsided me. I should have expected it.
You can read it next time. You don't get to read it.
No, I have to go find my fucking poems. No. So now you can read a poem about yourself.
No pressure. I'll wait. No pressure.
Now you can read a poem about yourself, Boo. No, you got to read a poem about each of us. You read a poem about each of us, I assume.
You snotty bitch.
You snotty bitch. You snotty bitch. Okay.
Okay, while you're doing that.
What do they call it when they send you your poetry from All Poetry? Fuck.
Oh, it'll be from Kevin. If it's in your email, it'll be from Kevin, All Poetry.
All Poetry.
But it'll be from Kevin specifically, so put Kevin search.
It works.
And then,
I think it's small poetry.
Yeah, he'll come up. You can just search for prick, too. Either way, it'll just come up. There's a few other words you can probably use, and he'll show up, too. So you got some choices there. However you want to go with it. So
Boo,
see.
What are you
going to
read?
I was just
some
thinking, like, okay.
You traitor.
I was trying to figure out what to read.
Why don't you read something you should put about us? Since it's a boo loving, why don't you do a your fellas loving? Put you on the spot.
I have some fellas loving.
I'm being a prick.
No, actually, I got, let's see. Otherwise, we got some other stuff. And we can also read another one because, you know, we can do whatever we want pretty much.
Yeah, because
we have some.
Where's the whirlwind? That's the one I wrote for you, whirlwind.
Oh,
I wish I could, like, type in whirlwind and it take me to it. Whirlwind is old.
No,
shit, on that.
All right, while you're doing that, I'll play somebody else. Like, let's see. We got plenty of stuff, so don't worry.
Did anybody else call? Someone's not.
No, nobody's. I hit
that
by mistake. Sorry. No, nobody else called yet. S4, but that's okay. It's S4. I did. I just refreshed and I just looked. So I'm going to pick.
Raz? Where's Raz? Do one of Raz's. Oh, no, he doesn't record.
I'm going to pick one from Wayne and play something from Wayne.
Who? Wayne?
Also
okay, Wayne.
Another true friend.
What about Hat? Had her ever written one for you?
Yeah. He has a lot in here, actually. Let me see. What did I just put?
Randall. Randall's written you, like, 50.
Randall's got a lot. He might call, though, I'm pretty sure. So I'll go with this.
I have a poem I was really wanting to read badly for tonight.
You'll find it. We can read both. We're going to have time to read two. Don't worry.
Oh, I know.
All right.
This is called She Left with the Sunset View. The yellow setting sun has spoke to me with calmness reflected across the sea. Cashmere clouds blocks the sangria view, much like the lavender girl I once knew. She left with platinum promises I meant to keep. And like the aquamarine lake, she wasn't deep. No, her butterscotch brightness shall shine once more like the turquoise glow dancing on a distant shore. As the ebony darkness consumes the land, I'll sleep with the pomegranate picture in my hand and wait with tangerine tears in my eyes, praying she'll return as the orange sunrise.
Yeah, that the music that he had with that was perfect. Like, oh, let me get it. The music he had in the background was really perfect with that. Like, I like the cashmere clouds and the, all that description. What'd you think, Adam?
I didn't like the music. I found the music jarring. A lot of times it whistled too high pitch and it squealed. I like it kind of went with the rhythm of the music, though, which was cool. And his voice went in key with the music, which was cool. But the music was jarring. If you just read it, it would have been fine because Wayne is great. Wayne is just great. I love Wayne to death.
Yeah.
And I loved his lavender butterscotch girl. Lavender, his metaphors were textural. They were scentful. They had they touched on the senses, which he's an amazing poet. I've always loved Wayne since I first encountered him on Late Night. Oh, it's not to put, you know, shout out another fucking group, but I just love Wayne. You know, Wayne, he's always dipping and diving. He's everywhere. You know, you find Wayne, he like Rex said one time, he spits like a machine gun. You know, he's a loving guy. He loves everybody. He spreads the love around like a machine gun.
Yeah.
His mind, he's brilliant. And he cuts to the chase and he's funny. He's like if you took Rack, Raz, and me and you mix us all together. I don't know.
Yeah, that's funny.
Kind of, he's got music flavor. He's got the great like mind and educate. You know, he's like a dictionary like Raz, and then he's got the fucking wit like. He's the music like me, in and Rack. Anyways, I love Wayne.
I could tell though.
Okay,
everybody loves Wayne. How did you not love Wayne?
Oh man, I gotta let everybody comment. My bad. I found a different one though. I do digress. I did have another poem besides Whirlwind,
okay,
and I found it, so I'm going to read that one anyway.
Okay, awesome. All right. So you'll go next then. Rack, what'd you think of Wayne's poem?
Oh, who doesn't love Wayne? I mean, I think that was written to a word bank, probably in his office notes. The descriptions were great. You know, my mind, when I see something like a word bank, I treat it like a puzzle. And, you know, I see what seems to fit together and I pull it out. Wayne goes, how can I make all these words work? And then, you know, he the next thing you know, there's a 1,000-word word bank and he's got like a poem. He's like, well, my poem's 2,000 words. Half of them are yours and half of them are mine. But, yeah, I mean, he does a great job expressing himself and there's usually a bit of humor. But, you know, he's not someone that you could put in a box either. You know, that's what I love about Wayne is you never know where he's coming from. It's like, okay, is he killing someone in this poem? Is he making a joke about some woman? woman, or is he just reading the poem seriously? You never know with Wayne, and he's very versatile when it comes to that. So
right.
That would make him a great poet.
Or is he getting sexy time? Because he's also kind of like...
He's a good person, too. Like a good person all around.
Person.
What about you, Dave?
Oh, I liked it a lot. I thought that was pretty cool. I like most of Wayne's stuff. He's really, I don't know, just like someone else said, you never know what you're going to get when you listen to one of Wayne's poems, you know, and this one was no different. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I remember, like, when long ago when he, like, I think maybe 5-6 years ago when he first got on the site and he was in the other group that we all were in and got kicked out of. So he was so nervous, and he was telling me, I'm so nervous. And he was like, I don't know if I can do it. I have performance anxiety. And I was like, oh, my God, now you're making me nervous. And so when he went on, and then he read a love poem to me, and I was like, oh, my God. I said, holy shit. He's like, I didn't know what else to do. It was so cute. But the point here is how much he's come along and grown. And you see him grow and get better, and he doesn't mind learning and trying new things and new forms and all of that. So he's always about expanding his mind. So I like that, too, about Wayne. So that's always a good thing in my book. So, all right, that's it. Thanks, Wayne. Okay, Adam.
Hey, Boo. Is there still an LCN group?
There is. Barely, but yes.
How do I find that?
I actually didn't put anything on the board or nothing. We're just going, like, free ball.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'll just read it as it is. Oh, shit, where'd it go? Shit, no. I gotta re-find it. Are you serious? No. Oh, there it is. No, it's not. Fuck. It's called Buzz. Fuck. Oh, I had it. It's called Buzz. I gotta find it now. Shit, I'm not ready.
Okay, don't worry. Oh, actually, matter of fact, there's something else I wanted to put over here.
Oh, I'm gonna find it quickly. Wait, hold on. I'm close.
Okay, what do you find first?
I'm in the area. I'm in the area. Oh, here we go. Found it that fast. Look how fast I found it.
Okay,
holy shit.
Cool.
Okay, it's called Buzz. A queen bee, all a flutter. She melts me in butter-thick honey wax. Buzzing my ear, boss finger wagging. A keen poet's tongue. Yeah, I'm bragging with a sneer. La Heffa, my annoying habit. The hive, the pack. The harem, the pride, LCN buzz, airwaves all night, ride and die. Author notes is word count was 50 words. I think it was written for an LCN. 50 word brevity was the prompt. And I chose a picture, and the picture's not there anymore. Oh, yeah, it was a quote. You're the only one I want to annoy for the rest of my life.
Oh, that's cute. Can you read it again? Sorry.
Yeah, I can read it again. So the quote was,
yes.
You're the only one I want to annoy for the rest of my life. That was the LCN. It was for a contest, and I think I won this contest. A queen bee, all a flutter. She melts me in butter-thick honey wax. Buzzing my ear, boss finger wagging. A keen poet's tongue. Yeah, I'm bragging with a sneer. La Heffa, my annoying habit. The hive, the pack, the harem, the pride. LCN buzz, airwaves all night, ride and die. I used a whole 50 word count.
That's cute. I like that. LCN ride or die all night. That's cute. Yeah, I think you did win that one. I don't know if it says it. Oh, you're probably not on the page, though. But I like, this is cute because, like, it's just like, the admiration, and it's kind of funny, too. You're using I like the metaphor, like, melts me like butter, ride or die, queen bee, like the king poet's tongue, like all of that is just like, it shows like a strong connection and loyalty, you know, and friendship, and then enduring nature of a bond. That's probably, I mean, that is not probably, that is true, you know, and it's, I like it, and it's personal, and it's symbolic, I think, of many things that you, and it's cute, too, so I love it. And for 50 words, pretty catchy and clever.
Thank you, Blue.
You're welcome. Thank you. What'd you think, Dave?
Yeah, I like that. I thought it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that was cute. What do you think, Racky Poo?
You know, 50 words, it's easy to make the comment longer than the poem itself.
right?
Yeah, no. It works, though. You know, you get your point across very well. You know, you're talking about someone being in large and in charge, and you know, it's the bee metaphor, the whole, you know, queen bee idea. That's a cute way to say, oh, hey, I'm just a drone.
Yeah.
Do you think queen bee is bitchy?
It can be. I mean, that's inherent.
It can be, no pun intended.
Entitlement.
Entitlement. Yeah, because I read a book called Queen Bees and Wannabes. I don't know if you've heard of it. But it talks about, you know, how there's always one leader, one bitch in the group. So basically, and there always is that C word that everybody follows and thinks, you know, is in charge, whatever. So that's a really great book. But there's also talking about how mean women are, you know, because it's the truth.
No, what tends to happen when someone's in charge is there's a sense of entitlement, and that's what people translate into bitchiness. It's like,
yeah.
Well, hell, I deserve the adulation. I'm in charge.
Somebody got to be in charge, you know? Otherwise, it's fall apart. And that's funny, too, because I remember in the beginning, too, when they were like, we were putting it together, and then a certain someone just kept leaving the group, and I was like, who the fuck is going to be in charge over here? Somebody's got to be in charge. And everybody's like, I don't want to do it. I'm like, okay, well, how are you going to be? I'll do it. But it's just like, you know, got a lot of shit to say, but you don't want to step up to the plate. That's common. That's nothing new either. Right, so yeah.
You know the expression. I'm not I'm not conceited, I'm convinced.
Yeah. Or sometimes you go like, I'm not conceited, I'm just confident. It's like, yeah, what's the fine line there? Because, you know, it's fine because if you are a woman and you're like that, then you are a bitch pretty much. But it's okay for a man. It's all that double-edged sword shit still goes on. What do you call that again? Like, when it's okay for you guys, but not for women? Oh, I forget. I'm having a brain fart. But, you know, I think it's called... I'm senile today, but you guys know what I'm talking about. What is it called? Oh, it's going to bug me now. Anyway.
I'm not hearing what you're asking, Bill.
You're not asking me? Oh, what is it called?
I'm
like, it's okay for you, but not for me.
Oh, good. Well, that's do as I say, not as I do. I don't know that there's one word for that.
There's like, it's like the not the double-edged sword, but like the, you know, especially it's about sex a lot of the time. It's okay for men to be sluts, but girls that like dick, forget it. You know what I mean?
You're talking about a double standard.
I never heard that. It's called double standard.
Right,
but
there,
I never
double
heard.
Standard. Yeah. Yeah.
That's,
mm-hmm.
that's a perception thing, though. That's a perception. I don't think it's okay in society. That's a...
Well, it's okay for guys to be slutty, but not for women.
I don't think it is. I don't look up to men that are slutty.
It's more accepted. I mean, you know, if you have like notches in your belt, then be a whore. Like
maybe your generation. I don't think the younger generation believes. Times change.
Yeah, that's true. It depends on what, Dave?
And actually, younger women are actually more cavalier now, and they are way more out there and actually are more open about their sexuality than men. Men are actually more reserved now if you actually were with it, boo.
No, I'm
and you
with
keep,
it. It
you always
like
do this. And you always do this.
And
you always do
any
this.
Fucking...
Like, slut-shaming men. You always do this. You always slut-shame men. When you get to, you're like, oh, man, always slushing women. No, they don't.
Hang on, Adam.
Okay. All right. I'm getting defensive because I'm in touch with the newer generation.
Adam, Dave was talking. Adam, Dave was talking.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I was just going to say anybody that believes in double standards, you know, are okay. Doesn't have much going on between the ears. You know, they're just... You know, not too swift, and all you got to do is you know think about things a little bit and apply a little bit of introspection, you know, to yourself, and you'll come up with the idea that, you know, double standards are basically fucked up. So,
but they're alive and well, right? If I fuck 10 guys and I'm a whore, but if you fuck 10 girls, they're like, hey, awesome, right? For the most part. I'm not saying all men.
Well,
but like a general, you know.
That's okay to some guys, but not to me. You know, I don't subscribe to that bullshit either, you know, and you know, there's just a certain amount of dignity that a human being should have, and treating your fellow man is part of that. So, you know, if you're going to treat your ladies like shit, then you should be treated like shit, I guess. I don't know, but
thank you, Dave. For real.
You know,
yeah.
I came across it. I found another one of your old poems, Boo.
I know.
Yeah,
quite a few.
Yeah, I do.
We're gonna do another round.
Huh?
You can read it. We're gonna do another round. Mm-hmm.
Is that okay to read it?
You
sure?
You can read it. Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Only up four, so.
Well, this one.
Yeah.
I think everybody's gonna get a kick out of this one. I think it was something I wrote for your birthday, but anyway. It's got a front page pick to boot. So it's called M is for Magnum and B is for Boo.
Oh, I love this poem. Yeah, this is this poem. Yeah, I remember it got the front page. Sorry, I'm shutting up.
She puts Magnum on the end of a .44. She's the dragon just inside the front door. Keep a civil tongue in your head. Bad manners she don't stand for. Dragging us behind the fire's dread. She'll roast your sorry ass instead. Beautiful beyond compare, Miss Little Boo. She's the witch inside the Blair and a good friend to you. If you're to her, she's loyal as they come in those times that are and those that were. Sometimes her heart is outrun by those that don't know what they have in her. She is the healing and the salve. She's the kind of woman most men prefer. Men that know how to be men, that have a pair between their legs, no excuses written with a fucked up fountain pen, lets little Johnny out of the class of bad eggs. We all love little Boo. You can't help it. No, sir. This piano playing wonderment that I never heard the likes of. She stood beside me when some wanted to hang me. She never listened to that song. Happy birthday, m'lady Boo. Hell, I dance with her on any straw that I drew. She's the real Magnum woman, I'm here to tell you. And boom.
Oh, that's cute. I like that one. And you know what I love? Your cotton candy and gunpowder and cotton candy. Like, that whole thing like should be like a perfume or a brand. I think you have a poem where you made it a perfume.
Yeah.
Is this the cotton candy? I just think that's so cool. Like, I bet you that would sell, too, you know? But, yeah,
there's a movie called Gunpowder Milkshake. That's kind of like a similar idea. That's cool. That's a cool fucking thing to take that softness.
Yeah, gunpowder and yeah. What's that other one? Gunpowder and cotton candy, right?
Yeah.
Gunpowder and cotton candy. That's it.
Yeah, that used to be a fragrance, for real. You know, but yeah, this is really cute. I mean, it's really you know, like I love where you said she's the kind of woman who you kind of want, the kind that have a pair between their legs, no excuses, written with a fluid of a fountain pen. Like, that's just funny. Basically, if you have any balls and you have any, then maybe, because it's true, there's not, you know. I love how you said that. That's just really funny. And yeah, I think you said something about hang me, but I like where you mentioned the piano playing, because that is a big deal for me. And I'm glad that you appreciate it. I love anybody who appreciates it truly. Thank you. What do you think, Rack?
Well, it's a lovely tribute. It's hard when you're summarizing someone to hit all the notes, as it were. And you know, he's got you down. You come through in that piece, and I think that's what counts, you know, your friendship.
And I just want to say for the record, I didn't plan this. You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is a boo fest, but hey, yeah. Sorry, Mac. Were you done, Rack? I'm sorry. Sorry, I hit that by mistake. I didn't want to interrupt you, Rack. I did, but sorry.
No, that's cool. That's cool. I'm good.
Okay, just making sure. Adam?
It was like the Sandman hook. Oh, dude, I love the first line has an initial impact because it has like sexual innuendo to the fucking no end. Like, slipping a magnum over a 40. I mean, and then it's like, you know, that's boo because she's got that mind. You know, she's going on and on about, you know, fucking
slut shame. You know, I can sleep with 10 guys and guys can sleep.
It's like, okay. You know, like Dave said, like if you're worrying about that stuff, something's already wrong with you. You know, it's like if a guy's worrying about that stuff, there's already something fucked up with him. And if a girl's worrying about that stuff, there's something wrong with her. It's just people need to just be people. And if you're judging people on that, there's something wrong with you. And you just treat people how they want to be treated. And you treat people with the same respect and dignity that you know, to each their own. And his poem is, you know, it's full of flair, like a little bit, you know, perversion. It hits, like punches. It's got great fucking metaphors. It's got great fucking innuendo. He's got clever lines, unique fucking lines. He really reached. And he hit it. He hit it out the park with that one. And I've heard it like several times, you know, I've been a part of this show for, I don't know, a few years now, three years now. I've heard it probably twice or three times. And it fucking is great every time I hear it. It's a great one, Dave. It's one of your best of Boo. It's one of your best ones of Boo, I think. And that's why I guess it was the front page one, because it's fucking amazing. And I like it. I do like that one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That is Boo. She's a fucking pistol, dude.
She is a pistol. We're sure.
Yeah.
Good looking one, too.
She's gorgeous, and she don't take no shit. And she even told her dad, nut up, dad. Like, I've never – but she respects him. She loves her father more than anything. Like, he's her favorite man. He is her favorite man in this world. Yet she'll tell him, like, get some balls, dad. Like, and that's, you know, her own father. That she loves more than any other man in the world. I know that's a personal thing. I shouldn't even be saying that on air right now.
No,
my bad, boo.
Okay. It doesn't.
I know your dad
okay,
loved
right.
me. I remember when you told me your dad first heard me. He's like, I love that guy.
Yeah, no, my dad listened to the show every Sunday. He was glued to the shit. He knows all of you, and he speaks about them by name, who he likes, who he doesn't like. It's hilarious. I've been trying to get him to come on for the longest time to discuss it.
Oh,
and God,
I'd love
like,
to
no.
hear your father.
Like, guilty pleasure. But he'll be like, don't care for her. And really, she's not really that good, really. And she doesn't do anything for me. She doesn't stir me in any way, shape, or form. And then he'll get shit like, I think that such and such has the vibe with so-and-so. I think that they got something's going on or it's going to be going on. I'm like, no way. Come to find out later, he's right. And it's just hilarious. I mean, it's really funny. Like, and he does really listen to it. Like, my mom would have got a really big kick out of this, too. She would have thought this was, because she passed away before she got to see, like, read a book or listen to the show or any of that stuff. But she would have got a kick out of it, too, because she always told me, like, hey, you missed calling. And I'm like, Mom, I always say the same thing. Mom, poets don't make any money. There's no money in poetry. And she's like, oh, that's a shame. And then my dad thinks that you can just walk right in somewhere and be a lyricist. You know, like,
well,
yeah, how hard that is, Dad.
Yeah, it's real hard.
Yeah.
I guess I never tried to pursue it.
Yeah, it's not in the paper. You know, you got to know somebody that knows somebody that, you know what I mean? It's not like,
you always
got to
know
somebody. You can be a lyricist.
But you know, it's actually, you know, the writing world is actually a lot smaller than people realize. That is fact.
Mm-hmm.
That is fact.
Yeah, I think that
the writing world is smaller than the music world, a lot smaller. It's a tight knit group.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It's definitely true. It's so small, you wouldn't believe. And they're very fucking protected. Talk a lot of shit. They'll fucking excommunicate you. Look at your pajamas, Mindy Marvelous. They're
not my pajamas. They're
pajamas that I'm in.
Baby
Go-Gru. Oh, Go-Gru. I wonder where he disappears to when she's a she?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Grogu is a she.
Yeah. Definitely.
Grogu is a she.
Yeah.
Huh.
So when he got these pajamas, I'm like, you're in a girl pajama.
My dear friend Mindy Marvelous has returned home after her long excursion in the wilds of New Orleans and Colorado and Arizona.
She's been on an adventure.
She's been traveling musicians, playing with musicians and traveling peoples and living the life with her mans.
Awesome.
Anyways,
that's
so just letting you all in on my friend who just came outside, and I'm having a smoke. I'm smoking a cigar outside and having some shots.
Oh,
in Ohio. I'm in Ohio. A cigarette? You need a cigarette?
Mine are misplaced somewhere. How do they look when
we spoke? Sing a line for us, darling.
One of my own or one of
one of your own. This is going to be Mindy Marvelous. She's going to sing us a song. Sing a line. You say anything. I don't mind if you
feel the wind in my face. I want to get out of this place. I know that you think that I'm holding on, but I've already let go. I think I'll leave it there.
You're going to leave it there.
That was good.
Let it see her. It was good. I want to feel the wind in my face. All right. A little jam session.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mindy.
Okay.
Thank you for blessing. Hey, Boo, you're not going to believe what I found during Dave's. Right when Dave found that poem, I can't remember what it was, Dave. I apologize. I found Wondrous Whirlwind, the poem I did write specifically for you.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
But I think it's Jim's turn. I mean, damn it. Record quarter.
Okay.
Or whatever.
I'm trying to decide what to read. I'm looking for something good.
Boo.
I'm trying to find something
good. How did you turn this into a fucking boo fest? My God.
I have no idea, but I can't complain.
Where's the other callers? Are you updating? Are you refreshing?
Yeah, I keep checking.
There's got to be new callers.
Checking,
you're having a fucking three-way.
You know, matter of fact, I really needed this week because I've had a horrible, rough week. So this actually made me smile. So this actually worked out. I mean, for me anyway.
You're not going to like it. I started a fire inside, like I was tripping balls in my schizophrenia, and I fucking started a fire, and then I had to stomp it out.
Oh, shit. Well, at least you didn't burn up.
I put the trailer down with me inside and die.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so I'm going to play something of Rax, and then we'll do yours. So I'm just going to pick something that I like of Rex. Let me see. Oh, I do like that one that I told you about the other day. I wonder if I could find it. It was at the top. Let's see if it's still at the top. This is, to me, that one I know is, I think, is one of your best. I know it's, oh, darn it. I just, shit. It's so hard to search on the phone. Oh, I didn't know Dave left. Bye, Dave. Thanks for coming. Rex search, okay. I don't know why it keeps bringing me over to this other weird thing. Okay, it's fine.
Good.
All right. So, Rex.
It's okay.
Yeah. Me over here. No, I just because there was noise in the background. That's all. I would.
Yeah, because I'm talking with my friend.
Where are you? Oh, there's Rex. There's Rex. Okay, Dave's still here. I'm tripping. All right. Hey, Rex. I'm trying to find your. Trying to find. I hate searching on the phone. It's such a pain in the ass.
How about Rack Picks?
Yeah, Rack Pick is the that's a good idea, too.
Maybe
what
that's a good idea.
What you want to hear of yours?
Oh, God. I don't even know what there is of recorded as far as...
There's a lot. A lot of goodies up here.
Play,
or I can pick one of my favorites if you want. Okay, there we go. I don't know how they got turned on. I keep not seeing right on my screen, but you could do that, or I could pick one that I like, or you can tell me which one you want me to find. Either, or I can read one from the, I'm looking for you, searching you here. I keep forgetting
the
phone at the bottom.
Sexy raconteur.
Read a sexy raconteur. Okay.
Ooh. I like the way you finagle your tongue.
And the roll of it, that wasn't very good.
Your tongue's got some gymnastic ability. Are you a linguist? Are you a linguistic, gymnastic? Anyway, I'm a little drunk.
A common cunning linguist. A master of many tongues.
I am a fan, so you know. Now I'm having
that's
a hard time finding what the hell.
That's a quote from Deep Purple.
I was knew you were a little lazy.
Okay. Shit.
It's okay. I can say that because I'm down with the gays. And I can say that because I'm down with the gay.
Sweet Lucy was a dancer.
Like I think. Man, I can't find the one I'm looking for. Okay, well, when I try to punch your name in here, okay, I'm going to go with, I was looking for that
them.
Other one.
That's why I stayed here. And I'm gonna
it's raccoon, not raccoon.
I've been raccooned. I've been raccoon-eyed.
What's that mean?
Don't ask.
You get black eyes, two black eyes, and a broken nose. But actually, I've never had my nose broken, so that's been fortunate. But I've had my eyes
that's
blackened.
Good.
I've been pumpkin-headed.
Okay, well, Rack, I can't find the one I'm looking for, so I'm going to... It's the real bitch on the phone. I was looking for that one that I read, like, I can't say the word right, like S-J, you know?
Sojourner.
S-O-J-O-U-N-E-R.
Sojourner.
Yeah, that's the one that's the one I was looking for. Or, of course, I love my monkey one. That one is like, ugh, that one gets me every time. I love that one. There's a bitch on the phone because I'm trying to plug in the fucking search shit. Okay, now I got my other screen going. I'm going to be good. Okay, my laptop's jacked up, and I just got a new one, so I don't know what happened to it. Okay, so I'm going to put in here. Now I'm going to put Rack. Okay, let's see. Sorry, fellas. R-A-C.
No. You're there's only so much of you to go around.
Yeah. Here we go. This is the one I was looking for, I believe. Yay. Okay, press play. Now my button's being lit. See? Oh, this is supposed. I need to refresh the screen. Well, that sucks. I was ready. Okay. Man, it's that bitch on the phone. I like it so much better on the laptop. It's just a pain in the ass. But, hey, guys, what you got to do? Because I'm at the laundromat still. Last time I was on the phone too long, I didn't get to dry my shit. Okay. So now I'm refreshing. Anywho. All right. Of course, it's slow as hell. Okay. I'm really slow and retarded tonight.
I stomped it with the boots.
Are you in the studio, Adam, or you can't get in there?
No,
oh,
I can't get in there.
Okay, I got it. Okay, here we go. Jesus, sorry.
Sojourner by Raconteur. There is a garden where I wander, seeking the seeds I might plant to ease my strife. Maybe I'll find the tree of knowledge, and with it divine why I can't find a partner to walk hand in hand through life. I don't need eyes to drink in the one that I quest for. I shall know her by exploring the terrain of her being with the sherpas of my extremities, thereby awakening what lies dormant, seeking out the mysteries of that which remains undiscovered within. Oh, to surf the undulating waves of her ragged breathing until I crash upon the beachhead of her desires. To smell the faint scent of tea tree oil and apples in her hair. And savor the salty brine, beating between the goosebumps and ravines of her silken petals. To achieve such pleasures would haunt me eternally, echoing whenever I were foolish enough to try and swallow, or make futile attempts to draw breath. The madness I seek lies partially and the effect the very timbre of her voice would conjure, even when she isn't teasing me, and the playful prrrr of her lust. My muscles would respond involuntarily, trembling in time with the inflections of every word she intones. The total effect of such providence would result in pervasive vertigo that would lead me by the hand to fall quite willingly into the abyss where my cardiac muscle once labored in vain. I'm a weary traveler wandering aimlessly through a barren garden, searching for that which so many seem to somehow overlook, something that seems like it should be so simple to find, yet proves to be so mercurial and elusive. End poem.
Oh.
Holy fucking
the wording
shit.
In that one, the language is on fire. I mean, so eloquent, so poetically written, like, truly, and the emotion that you evoke from the word, and even the way you read it was just full of sincerity. And yeah, this one I love this one. I'm not sure even whether it's Soldinger or whatever it is, but
it just means
I want to know.
Soldinger is a journey. It's got the word in it.
I fucking love this poem, man. This poem's incredible, don't you think, Adam?
This was a master fucking work of seduction, of longing and loss. This is weird.
Yes.
Rack does this weird thing in this poem, which he really pulls you in. He pulls you deep and deep and deep and deep and deep and he pulls you so far in, and then he fucking pulls the rug from underneath you, and leaves you fucking empty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Rack? I think he did it on purpose. Mindy cried a little bit through that poem. It was so seductive, dude. It was so seductive and fucking heart-wrenchingly pulling you in with all the fucking longing and the depth and the connection of seduction and the oneness and the connection. And then there's this fucking rug pull towards the fucking like quarter end where it's this and the searching is you're in a fucking empty garden suddenly, or the withered vine, or whatever he said.
The language is beautiful. The language is.
I'm talking. And
top
yes.
tier. Okay.
Language is top tier. This was a top tier poem. This is maybe every time I hear a rack poem, I fall in love all over again sometimes. And it's not just this wrong drink. The way he read it, it's just he was really feeling this one when he read this one. He must have been like inspired by another poet. Or something really had tickled his fancy when he wrote this. Because this is totally inspired, I can tell. Maybe, Rack, you can tell me later. Fill me in. Please, I need to know. Because this is totally inspired, I can tell. You can just tell sometimes, right, Rack? You can tell when somebody's inspired. This was totally inspired. No comment. No comment. Brilliant,
yeah,
dude. That was
a
master class. That is like, that's like top tier poetry. That is top tier poetry. That is top tier.
Agreed. Mhm. Yeah, and anyway, you read all of it. The whole. It's almost like you know. It's like you sat down. And you were like, "Hey, let me be real fucking poetic. Let me try." Anyway, so I mean, you nailed it.
No,
you know?
that's not even trying. That's just pure raw talent. That's he doesn't
yeah.
try. That's just raw talent. There, just unpacked. Yeah. This is fucking. Out the box.
When did you write this
one,
Rack? How many years ago?
Yeah, at least, I think three.
Three, okay. Were you writing to anybody in mind? You don't have to say if you don't want to. I'm just curious.
No, that was to a prompt.
Oh, for a prompt, okay. That's cool. Yeah, really good, really, really good. I love that one. That one's in one of my... I saved my favorite one. Save that one. So, so anyway, I guess I'll read this one. I'm not sure you guys heard this. I don't think so, but anyway, this one goes like this. Fighters are born with introspection. Allow me a chance to reflect on the verses you penned. Their meaning
I'm trying to connect. Your words carry death, a journey to embark. They stir contemplation, igniting a spark. Pause the guidance, discard the stance, lips from ceaseless complaints and rants. You're stagnant, believing things will improve, yet it's within with my control and my path to move. I'm matured through time, a phrase I've penned before. It resonates deeper, capturing my core. Truly love words, call me a poetic whore. Daily I dissect my reflection, seeking dissimilarities to understand the contrast between you and me. The ocean's waves unyielding reach for the sky, a mystical bloom beneath the frozen lake outside. The boundless ocean's waves defy all resistance, like a metaphysical bloom beneath the frozen existence. I put out my spliff, content with my place, feasting my words, embracing changes, embrace. The relentless dance of the ocean's wave towards the sky, a mystical bloom outside. You call to release the grip of your stagnant complaints and invite the shift of perspective, a chance to break constraints. You speak of control, of forging your own way, claiming agency over life's intricate ballet. Your poem resonates, provoking contemption, inviting response, a heartfelt conversation. In the exchange of ideas, our thoughts intertwine as we navigate the depths of the human design. End poem. I think it got a little clunky in the middle. I need to work on that one. But
it flowed fine. You had a hard time reading it a little bit, I thought.
Yeah, I did. Yep. I should have edited that one a little bit. But I do want to read another one. I hope you guys don't mind. But this one, you guys will understand, is short. But I would love to read this to my dad. But since he hasn't talked to me in almost, you know, 2 years for no, for the dumbest reason ever. But this, the prompt was something like, I'll know it when I get there, but when I read it to my sister, she started crying, and I was like, oh, shit. She was like, yeah. So anyway, it goes like this. Admirer of the stoic ocean, the underside of inner galaxies sail the tumultuous waves to meet our tides, to mend our tides. No lifeguard on duty. Ocean's vast canvas, wild expanse unguarded. Solitude of this coast, story frame, loneliness echoes. Is it really worth the pain? How can you abandon ship for such a minor plea? I can't swim, available death to a man that I will never come to know, but will foolishly never cease to search for. Sorrow surges, mirroring grief's caustic dance, caressing the shore, aligned to meet my father once again, drifting by one another in silent anonymity, navigating separate courses, barely acknowledging existence, though it draws its feeble hand back often. You were the life vest in the ocean's clandestine caves. Now the color blue as moments of daily grieving resembled the emptying of great seas. I wished for final peace. Father, your absence, the vast echoing sea, finding myself adrift in the waning waves, longing for your presence. And so.
You know, there's something about relationships. It's different when it's a father, but, you know, just in general, they say people grow, but sometimes they don't necessarily grow together. They grow apart. And, you know, especially when somebody's a lot older, you know, like, you know, parents, the further you go back, I think the further the gap between ages sometimes, too. It affects relationships in a lot of different ways. And sometimes, you know, when they start to lose their faculties or they're not the same person that you knew or, you know, they're just tired and their triggers get more sensitive. It makes it difficult to deal with people and maintain those relationships and stay close. And you start to feel more and more lonely and you start to misinterpret things and feel slighted over things. And it's hard to pull somebody close when you know, you feel like that.
Yeah. It's a little thing surprises me, like, you know, through all the shit we've been through in our whole lives, like, this is the thing that you're going to, like, disown your daughter for? It's not, you know, and you guys both know what it is, so I don't guess, but it's not even a fucking big deal. Like, that's what really blows my mind. Like, if I could see it was something, like, really, you know, bad or whatever, but
And, like, there's a thing, I want to save him, you know, like, from this shit that he's going through. Like, I'm the one that could do it, you know? And the fact that he's listening to my sister and all that shit, but now he's back home, so I hope to God then, you know, he's finally going to, you know, be happier, I guess. But it's just, like, that's not a reason to walk away. Like, if I'm going to walk away from somebody, it's going to take, like, a deal-breaking thing, you know? But my sister... My other sister was like, you know what, he's just tired. Like, because my daughter asked me, she went to go see him, like, last week. And she was like, God, he's so fucking angry and pissed off. I'm like, no, this is how people get at the end of their life. It's just, it's common, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think they try to push people away and stuff. Because he told my, Caitlin, I can't let your mother see me like this. Like, you know, my daughter used to think I was Superman, and now I'm this weak, old, feeble man. And she was like, no, Dad, we still believe, you know, that you're a wonderful Superman. I know he's probably listening right now, so, hey, I love you, Dad. And, you know, I don't think that we should, you know, let it end like this. I hate to say it like that, but I just think, you know, it's ridiculous. And I apologize for whatever it is I did, you know, but I think it's been long enough. It's just, you know... I don't know. It matters to me, but I don't know. Adam, did you want to say anything, or we can just move on? So.
I was kind of busy, but I understand that it's unfortunate that a man or, you know, any sort of human being towards the end of their life has to feel obligated to maintain that usefulness when it's okay to become frail. It's okay to become dependent. It's okay to not be what you once were. There's a need to become, to accept that you're not what you once were, and to transition to a different thing. You're allowed to grieve, too. I think it comes with, you have to grieve for who you once were, too, to get to that place. If you don't allow yourself to grieve, it's okay that he's not Superman. It's okay. I mean, if people keep trying to expect him, maybe if he expects that of himself, that's his own thing that he has to fight. But if people aren't letting him do that, that's on them, you know what I mean? Like, he's allowed to be weak. He's allowed to be not, you know, but he's probably doing that to himself because, you know, a man's going to be like, oh, I'm still capable. I'm still, and it's devastating once you're not able to do the things you once could do. You know, I mean, me, when I just put on 50 more pounds, it's like, oh my God, I can't even do this anymore. Or like when I hit like a certain age, I was no longer like as flexible, or like, I couldn't like, you know, when I used to be able, when I was young, I could sleep on the sidewalk and just pop up. And I could go to work 12 hours and drink all night and fucking, I was invincible. And then now I can sleep in a bed and I wake up aching all over. Like, how is that possible? You know what I mean? It's like, it's an age. You get to that age, you're older and you're weaker and you get feeble. And that's just part of the transition. It's part of the cycle of life. And you just got to accept it that, you know, women become infertile and you become decrepit and men become weaker, and we just part of the cycle of life, and you gotta accept it. Eventually the old tiger gets tied to the tree and beat to death because it's time to go. Your teeth fall out, your bones become dust. From ash, you know, from dust to dust.
Women age like wine.
Yeah, we're grapes, and then we're wine, and then we go into the soil, and then we
and men age like milk.
We sour, yeah. Exactly. Exactamundo. Sorry, I was kind of like busy during that.
Is she still even on? I think she dropped.
Are we? Boo dropped? Oh, no, I can't even see anything.
I don't know.
Dave been around? I just hear us talking.
No, I didn't drop. Sorry, my phone's just tripping. I heard everything you said. Yeah, I agree with that. Like, you know, we have to feel like we have to maintain how we were before, but that's impossible. But, you know.
Wow, we've already dropped so, in 2 hours.
Yeah, we've been on, I think it's, well, I got here like around 6, we got started like 6:15, I think, my time. And I'm going in to put my shit in the drawer.
No one else talk to Joe. I was hoping we get some different.
No.
You know, some
no.
Regulars.
I think it could be because we started late. Maybe they tried and then it was like.
Is it possible for you to move
Move my car? Oh, sure. Oh, okay.
Move your car, lady.
And move my car. Hey.
On.
Okay, so what I'm
doing. You got your blinker on for 3 miles.
Okay, let me see. I can't really see very good.
I'm not going to read the whirlwind of blue, the wondrous world. I'm not going to read that because I've already been on for a long time.
Okay.
Because I want to read a poem I'm excited that I've written recently.
Okay, sure. That's good, too. All right.
Yeah,
let me just move my card
to
the side. Like
read something like different that I've written.
Yeah, it doesn't
that
have
I've
to be
actually
about me. That's ridiculous. Yeah, okay. All right, but wait till I move. I'm going to move. I got to move my car over because this guy's tripping. Because the 7-Eleven has to deliver his shit, I guess. And there's never anywhere to park in this fucking place either. It's fucking park not ridiculously small. Okay. This lady has an attitude too. This. Oh, goody, someone's pulling out. Oh, that never happened. Anyway, you can start reading it.
New Adam. Come on, Adam.
A new Adam, yeah. All right. So when I was recently
interred.
Not the most recent one, not in Columbus, Ohio, but in Dayton, Ohio. So a month ago, I've had 2 hospitalizations in a month for my schizophrenia disorder. And I'm not ashamed, and I have no shame in my game. Because it's not a game. It's real life shit. People suffer from mental illness daily. Schizophrenia is one of the most severe mental illnesses you can suffer from in this world. And it's a disabling disability, and I've battled it since I was about 17 years old, among severe depression, PTSD, anxiety. And I think I do it with a bit of tact, grace. Most people can't even tell I have it. If I don't tell them I have it, they would never know. I've often met psychological doctors, actual doctors, not your everyday nurse practitioners, mind you, actual doctorates that are impressed by me as a specimen, as an actual specimen. They can't believe.
I'm impressed by you as a specimen.
Now you fucking blurted in on me. It's my time, boo. Damn.
I know. Just giving you props, okay?
They actually are impressed by me because they can't believe the type of schizophrenic I am. Because I am impressive, that I can actually remember every fucking delusional fucking thought I have. They say my mind is this beautiful fucking, it's a beautiful fucking menagerie of fucking chaos. And somehow I fucking balance it. I don't fucking break. Yet I do break, but somehow I still fucking hold it together. It's like your mind explodes, yet it's still connected in the explosion, if that makes any sense. And it snaps back. And when it snaps back, I can tell the doctor every fucking thing that happened. Usually, schizophrenics black out, and they have no fucking recollection. But I can tell the doctor every fucking single fucking exact fucking thought I fucking had. Every fucking exact fucking detail of every exact fucking delusion. Every fucking minute fucking minutia of every detail. If they give me enough time, I will break down every exact fucking thing if they allow me the time. When I was tested, they said my EQ intelligence was off the charts high because it was like a psychological evaluation because they're like, this guy's so crazy. He thinks he can actually go to college and fucking – he's a schizophrenic, thinks he can go to – he's 23. He thinks he can go to college and help other schizophrenics. He thinks he can be a psychologist. Yeah, good – yeah, what a laugh, buddy. So why don't you go ahead and take our battery of intelligence tests and psychological testing. Let's do our Rorschach test. Let's do all the tests we can give him. Let's fucking test this monkey for about 6-8 hours and see where we chart this fucking monkey. After he's already, you know, he's already been depressed. He's lost 3 family members in a year. He's not left his house in 6 months. He's a fucking recluse. He's already tried to kill himself 3 times. He's fucking 360 pounds. He's gained. He's doubled in weight in the last 2 years of his life. He has body dysmorphia. He's been physically, sexually, and emotionally abused. And you take this fucking once a little boy who's probably autistic, who never had a chance to be anything, whose father disowned him, who everybody's tossed him aside, and you test him, and he says he's a creative genius. He's a creative genius. And his EQ is off the charts high. And his IQ, it's just high average. Okay. And he tests about average on everything else. Okay, this little boy. All right, this guy. Well, hey, he tests pretty good. He can go to college. Maybe he can be a psychologist. But he's too depressed. No, he wants to kill himself again. No, he can't go to college. He's going to kill himself. He's suicidal all the time. He only wants to die. He only thinks of dying all the time. All he can think about is killing himself. And you take a guy like that and you stretch him out. And he just keeps on living. And he just keeps on carrying on. And the years go by. And his family falls away. And they die. And they get tired of his drug addiction to kill the pain. Because he likes drugs. Because it helps him forget he has problems. It helps him make friends that are fake. He makes friends that are real. They kill the pain too. Because they suffer. They suffer like he suffers. Because they understand. So yeah, I get crazy, and I gotta go places sometimes where I meet people like me. So I wrote this poem. A nurse wrote. He liked to write haikus, so I wrote a haiku and he wrote a haiku to me. And his haiku was like this. His name was Isaiah. His haiku goes: rippling stream flows into the empty sea foam, mixture of true color. Isaiah, a friend. This is a vignette. Piece one. These concrete seas, boundless and vast, soundless flames, strike a match. Give way against the bend and buckle. A swallowtail spins, penetrating the emptiness, molting technicolor plumage. As a snake sheds skin, a visage, a life anew. Feathers within, the wind rolling and tumbling, naked against the robin's vest. Chest beats with the lion's roar, pigeon-toed along a tight rope. Birds on a wire macaw, clean away the gathered moss, and float like stones. Sweet as pomegranate lemonade, tart as tears in a smile, coming from a risen pain's guile. Piece two. Ascending as a flash's burnt eyes, a phoenix ends. But as many times ends met well, hard and soft lies, granules of dust, soil and sand, granite fortified became eye, recluse in substance, a salt pillar, or tear, a sweet life, bleed and align, spot and flex, colors mesmerize and gems. Spiral and irises hypnotize awakes in the wake of a butterfly's cry, oxidized coppers, pennies for sleep, greenbelt forest laugh to keep, lapis lazuli sky afloat with steam, leap against the reaper's reap, troubadour hears the wind, be the sentinel and guard the way, keep out those seeking Akiagora. Piece three. Hearts twist of fruit's vine and ivy, clutch or grasp her hands, clumsy. Left of deep garden soil, unwind, time a figment, a moment, vertical, horizontal, echoing emptiness vast, filled with drifting rafts, gathered against those brass reverberations, vibration, a key and notes, memory a song saunters on in melody, song sung in grooves, gray whispers love upon the harmony, found in the dissonance. Piece four. Enduring with Gaia, Atlas looses his anchor, foothold, relieved. The ship drifts upon galaxies, spectrum, specter eyes, circular rim, runs aground, the sails blown by spirals blown, candlelit dreams. The universe is in her womb, sacred seas crying in jubilee, a star rides the waves, the weight, measures without scale, roads unpaved, endless, visible, indivisible. Piece five. Nyx leans into heaven's silhouette, time dilates with passionate reckoning. Lightning flashes, streaks and breaking, cracks of mercury rising, messages and bottles drowned. Oceans view, frozen below the jar, broken against the bow of a paper boat, soaked in love notes, chained in Venus,
soul to the frostbitten tip of tongue, silver eyes, ghosts, and ropes fit to tie and tie one on. Behind my back, I face head on, a sword running through me, smiles and laughter, blood runs hot, steaming and pungent, kept a ricochet of shattered Lazarus autumn mornings, shipwrecked without or with a lost memory, drifting bottled tight in court. Six. Mud puddles reflect. It is your smile of new sky, forever raining, and peace. Is there anybody out there?
I just had it mute so that I could listen. You didn't have to hear all the noise over here. But that was deep, like, you know, about the metaphors of the weather, and it's very colorful, you know, and it's a very, like, way, even just the way you read it was, like, fierce, powerful, full of, like, life storms, life tragedies, and how you got to keep on going to make it through, because there really is no other choice. And, you know, really define what is normal, like, who's to say? Who's to say, you know, what makes anybody better or worse? Like, and I was giving you props in the beginning because, like, I always tell you, you know, I wish you had a mirror. You saw the mirror that I see of you, which is someone who's purely genius, has tons of wit, big heart, lots of character, and is an amazing friend and person. So I love that piece. Brad, what do you think?
You know, I just want to comment on something so raw. I mean, you know, the metaphors are there, the emotion is there. It's sad, but at the same time, it's well written.
Yes. Yeah. And do you want to talk about it? Do you want to talk about it, Adam? The poem, what it means to you, or how you, you know, got there, or not really.
That's a really emotional piece for me. It's very raw. I gave a whole fucking, like, life. Fucking, I spilled my guts out before I even read the piece. So I told you what the whole thing was about before I even fucking read the goddamn thing. It's my life in a fucking...
Yeah.
I'm holding my best friend right now. And crying, she's holding me tightly.
Okay, you're allowed to cry. You're allowed. You know.
And these tears are not wasted. And I have a beautiful hole. She has a hole in her that's beautiful, and we respect each other.
Let me tell you this: every time that you go on your little, you know, vacation or whatever you want to call it, there's a hole in my heart, honestly, when you're not around. That's how much you mean to me and how beautiful I think you are, how amazing, how awesome. And I know Rack feels the same way.
My heart. I have a hole
so
in my soul.
I know.
My heart does not have holes. My heart doesn't have holes.
But we can
my
get to the other side. Because, you know, like we can get there because you've got...
When you have a hole in your soul, that's like Doc Holliday. That's why Doc Holliday could take out Ringo, because he said, Ringo, I know you. I know you're kind. Ooh, those are booty shorts with a nasty girl.
But group hug.
Boo, I sent you my poem so that you could read it in time and maybe really dive into it on your in
can
your
I
time.
Can I read it now?
Oh, I sent it to you so you can... read my poem that I read so you can, like,
digest it. I mean, do you want me
it.
To read it? Or?
No, yeah, in your time, you can read it and go over it. Because that was a really important piece to me. I wanted to really read it tonight because I spent time on it, and I wrote it while I was suffering and going over things.
I've been reading over it, too. I have a little bit of – I mean, I have a good idea.
Thank you, Jim. I heard you, man. I heard you, man, while I was crying and Mindy was holding me. And it means a lot to have true friends, man.
Yeah. That's why I stalk you when you're not around, because it matters to me. You know, and to Rack, I know. Now I'm a little more used to it, you know. But if you don't mind, I would like to read your poem.
I don't mean to, like...
hurt people when I fucking disappear, because some people can't take that shit, boo. You can get used to it because you have a way of tenacity about you, but some people like Rack, it bothers him, you know. He gets sick of that shit sometimes, and he has to roll with the punches, but I know it grinds him.
Yeah.
You know, it grinds him. I know it grinds you, Rack. I know it grinds you, man. And I don't mean to grind you, buddy. I just battle things. Oh, you know? I battle this shit. You know, it's a fucking battle, dude.
I was the same way, and I asked
no.
them to go because I lost my
But look,
email
you see who the last three standing here are, right? I mean, sitting here, however you want to put it.
Thank you, Rack.
I was just
wondering, I feel your heart with
me.
I feel your heart. I feel your heart with me, dude. I feel your heart with me, dude, and that means everything right now. True friends are fucking far and few between in this fucking world, man.
No, that's the truth.
Far and few fucking between, dude.
Yep.
I don't mean
and
to take over Boo's night with crying fucking drunk Adam. That's what we need. That's what we need. Fucking raw.
I
fucking...
just wanted to ask you, Adam, where you sent the poem, because I don't see it on my phone. Either phone.
To your number.
714?
I don't know.
I see your first poem, the one you just read.
I
see that
name.
One there, but I don't see your other one.
I just have it as a name.
Okay, yeah, because I do see the one you just read, but.
Yeah, that's the one I sent to you. Oh, you want me to send you the one I wrote for you? I can send you that one.
You heard the one I wrote, Melancholy of Friendship?
Yes.
We'll have that recording, Rick. I'll play it. Did you record it, Rick?
Yeah, it's recording.
Okay, Melancholy.
Play it.
Okay, let's see. First, I gotta go through the hell over here typing. I think I'll do one now. This one will be quicker. Anyway, if you want to send me the other one, I'll read it anyway, either way, so don't trip. Okay, so.
I'll read it for you.
French. I'll spell melancholy wrong. Okay, M-E-L. M-E-L. What's that for that? T-H? No. Hold on.
M-E-L-O-N, I believe.
M-E-L. Melancholy. I think I got it. I'm just going to put friendship. Fuck it. Oh, it says we got 90 seconds. Oh, shit. Okay. Pressure. No, I think we can stay after that. I'm pretty sure. This song is a pain in the balls. I really ran, Rack. I really want you to hear this song. You know, the song, Adam. I tried to upload it today, but then I had it on the other phone. Oh my God, this, I'm going to call you anyway and let you listen to it here, but it's so damn funny, and it's so, it'll resonate with you, like, big time. Oh, man, I just, we have 60 seconds, shit, I can't, my phone's being a dick, but I really wanted you to hear it. I thought I uploaded it, but damn, I'm going to see if it's going to turn off or not, so I'm looking still for your poem. Let me show it. Okay, friends, I'm just going to put friendship. If not, then I will definitely play it the next time. I don't know why my phone's been so difficult. It's like my screen just keeps, it's like, it's moving over to the left, and I have no idea why, because this one's brand new.
Set it off to the left.
I think I'm just going to reset.
The left.
But thanks. Anyway, if it does die, thanks so much, guys, for coming. Having my back coming, showing love and all of that. It says we have 10 seconds. It says we have 10 seconds. I don't know if it's really going to end or what.
We have more time than that. We always know we have more time than that.
Just in case. Yeah. It might think we're saying that.
For all the listeners. I know. This is a fucking good one.
This song is pretty damn funny. Okay, so now it might just be
thread of my poetry.
Yeah.
The mere thread of my poetry is enough to end blog talk.
The mere thought of my poetry is enough to end blog talk. That's how fucking crucial it is.
Showing me that weird fucking like this blue button all of a sudden keeps popping up. Oh, this is a new thing or what? But it keeps showing up on the screen. And then when I press the enter button, the whole thing moves over to the left. So I can't really see.
You know, Boo, you still haven't shared with me the Spotify so I can listen to Spotify.
I haven't shared what? Oh, yeah.
Spotify.
Sorry, I will do that. I forgot. Yeah, I forgot. I will do that for sure. Now I have to refresh again. Here we go. My other phone's dead, or I'd be
doing
that.
So much. All over the place sometimes.
I know.
Doing a million things. A million and one things.
That's the truth. That is true.
Mindy,
some people can't
brilliant.
Keep up. What are you talking about now? You were just talking about this. Now you're talking about this. I'm confused. My dad used to always tell me that, hey, can you finish one thought, please, before you move on to the next? Because I get lost
you're
in
fine.
The shuffle.
Someone says that to me, I say no.
Okay, now I'm going to
start this
one
right here. Maybe while you look for his Paul, Jim's Paul, or God damn it. God damn it. Please not use my fucking legal thing. Yeah, I'm gonna. I had it. Every time I like change the screen on my cell phone, I lose the place of the poem. I had found Whirlwind. Now I gotta find it again. God. Oh no, I don't, because I copied and pasted it to my author's notes. Because that's what I did on my clipboard. Yeah, so I'll read the wondrous Whirlwind.
Okay.
I wrote this for Boo. Tender her way and soft her lips, words spill forth as amber royal honey of honest friendship. Bathes and caresses all in warmth, unity and triumph. The roar of her call beckons all to fight. One for all and all for one, we unite, striving with fury and might in the armor of love and smite. With the sword of truth, the legend forever carries on, and the harrowing tune of a heroine true. Champion of the downtrodden, a goddess, a queen, a lioness leading the pride, who humbly serves us, all of us, whom she calls family for life.
Oh.
End poem.
Oh my God, that's going to make me cry. Oh my God.
Tender and soft her lips.
Now you're going to make me cry. That's so good. Oh. Can you guys hear me? I don't know if my button's... Okay, here we go. I'm still on. Okay.
No,
that was so good. Leading the pride, one for all, and all for one, fight. That's so cute. I'm going to save this show
read,
for sure.
Ooh, could you read our first, yeah. our front page pick, Nightless Night? Remember
yeah.
that? That was our
yeah.
our only front page pick together. We only, like, the only one we actually ever wrote together.
Yeah.
yeah you've
have,
written so many fucking, you know, you've written so many fucking conglomerations. I don't even call it anymore. Fucking and me, I'm like unlike the other fellas you work with, I'm like not like the other types. Like I didn't even know how to work with you. Usually you steamroll them, but me and you, we kind of like just went back and forth. Like you wrote a paragraph, I wrote a paragraph, you wrote a paragraph, I wrote a paragraph, and that's how we did it. And you didn't like edit
yeah.
me, I didn't edit you. And you don't normally work that way. You don't actually work that way, but you work that way with me. And we won.
Yeah.
We got front page pick with that one. Nightless Night.
Yeah,
I got to find that.
Yeah. I have it too. And I like the way, too, to do it way with Rack, because we got a couple too. But Rack's cool too, because we just had a conversation. And then, hey, what do you think? So he's walking in. Okay, what is she doing now? I should read that one too. I love that one too. And I was like, okay, what do you do next? I just tell a story. Okay, done. Like, it shouldn't really be that hard when you do a collab. I've only had one on there that was, like, utter hell because we just didn't see eye to eye whatsoever.
I would like
but,
to do a collab with somebody that we do every other word.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Mindy, you want to do that?
Or,
every other word? That sounds, like, tedious and crazy.
We had one where we picked like the totally most opposite people you could possibly find and put them together, like with Adam and
oh,
be
right,
somebody
right.
like
that. Like Ludus Tywin
like
and Sal. Fucking. fucking.
Oh,
yeah.
Sal was too. My true friend too. Also a Sal. Yeah. If I could type anything in this
did you
fucking
find,
phone.
Did you find Rack's poem yet?
I can't find shit because every time I put the word in. And I press enter, right? The whole screen goes to the left. And I don't know why the fuck he's doing this. I'm going to try putting it in the desktop site. That usually works.
Let me read. Oh, in the meantime, look for it. I'm going to read a sexy poem. It's called Hang. She hangs,
okay.
Lingers with luge billets, lounge billets, stifles the air in scented, coquettish hiss. She pulls with amorous exhale plumes of luscious perfume and cicada buzz. She's flush, lush, and a stroke of the brush-off nudge. Coy allure that endures all. The silly matchstick romances, stumbling, dubious, and vexed pockets of ash. Hither in her slithering eyes, beckons eye, piquet kitten purrs as she inhales my musk, passes through me, pressing my heart in noir drip. I drip upon every sultry breath of her heaving libertine lips. Kiss, kiss, the bang, bang, drags me down her torso, nip, nibble, bite, petals rosy hue in bloom. On my knees, hug mistress, hips, cradle my facade, ride my gentle, manly, unmasking, debaucherous, deviant, sinful, wanton hunger, silken slide of saliva, an essence soaked bliss, static shocks, pulls her trigger, fires like a bullet, released from a Glock, the ricochet spray on my face, big bad wolf devoured her little cherry beneath her quivering hood. Between gasping, dank, ripe, and dark maroon corners of need, we feed, gorge on lecherous frisk, search out our playthings in carnal ambition, black light, spotlight, gray rain, and static friction. Swallow me alive, I dive deep into her noir steam, seething, seeping, savory dream. End poem.
Whoa, noir steam, the whole thing, like a Glock firing, like, whoa. That was good.
Right,
that was really.
I'm looking up here right now.
Yeah,
find the poem.
I can't fucking find it. Okay, wait. Maybe this is going to work this time. I just pressed it. Let's see if I can get. Man, this is going to bug me now. Okay, hold on.
Never delete my. Why do I always delete my poetry? I'm always deleting myself. More like,
that always makes me like. Why
poetry.
Always wonder about
you're
that? Why people do
you
that?
Belong. You don't belong in the fucking world. You don't belong here. You don't belong. And
that's part
people
of
like, stop
your piece of you.
Did you find something? Oh my!
No, my phone's being an ass. I'm trying. Believe me, I've been trying this whole time. I'm gonna try one more thing.
Oh.
My button's fine. Okay. I think I might have it now. Okay. Hold on. In there. And then I came up with nothing. Fuck.
I want to play guitar
yes.
And hit a vape.
This is. Well, I'm sorry, Rack. I don't know what's wrong with
my. I want to hug your belly. Your belly. Your belly.
I'm so hungry. Let's see. I'm going to try
that.
One more thing. This thing is a dick.
Let's see.
Okay.
All right.
Muscular.
Touch it.
My
yeah, God. I gave him 50 pounds. How is it? Like 100?
The whole thing's about probably close to like 200 pounds, maybe more. I got.
Oh, you got
this
more.
Ooh,
damn. You got that.
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Not look at my wife.
I'm not
going to
be able to.
I think
still
surreal. Still not real.
What are you doing? Surreal is not real.
Yeah, I walked back like I was with my book club at the village library. And then when you're living and you come back to your Stepford existence. It is moot.
Fucking free me from the shackles of the Blonde Brigade. I will not bow.
Ah, shit. Just hit the wrong one. Where am I? There we go. Sorry.
I built a moat around my castle, but it was pointless.
What is going on?
Aphrodite, aphrodisiac. With the Coca-Cola hips in your booty shorts, sweatpants. You dip, look so hot, let's dance. I'll sip you up an ice cold, bitch. Let me drink you down the full glass. From your cherry tasting lips to your hips and everything in between. The sugary so sweet, finger licking, ooh, sticky good. So light some of that icky perp and get to twerking for daddy like you a perp. My number one suspect, cause you tease me, it's criminal. Got these thoughts, kinda psycho. Curves are alive, and I wanna ride all night. Until dawn, she sighs. She's hungry for me in her one starlight bedroom eyes. Feel her heat between them thighs. Grinding up on me just right. Waking up, 6 in the morning. We just live in bed. Pure nymphomaniac, constant contact. But I'll make a breakfast instead. Cooking up some biscuits. Inner biscuits. Some gravy, and I'm depraved, yeah. Cause I've been thinking.